Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Six Sides Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court on Friday, March the 24th, 2023. And, of course, you guessed it. Yes, we have another great show planned for you. But before we do all that, keeping God first, with our prayer with Evangelist Clayton.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you humble as I know how this evening, God, on this 24th day of March 2023, God, another day that you have kept us, Father God, you closed us in our right mind, God. You let no hurt, harm, or danger come near thy dwelling, Father God. But, God, you kept us in the loving arms of your bosom, God. And, Lord, we just want to repent, God, and ask of your forgiveness, God. If there's anything we have said, done, omission, commission, to grieve you, God, or to displease you, God, or acted in any form or manner, Father God, or looked at anyone in the wrong manner, thought the wrong thought, Father God, or throw the rock and hide our hands, God. We ask, Lord, that you will purge and cleanse us with hyssop so that we may be sons and daughters that you're calling in these last and evil days, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we want to tell you, thank you, God, for upholding us with your right hands, God. Thank you for your healing and your deliverance, God. Thank you for your breakthroughs tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being a voice, God, that you have equipped and anointed, God, and appointed, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. For you're able, God, to do all things exceedingly and abundantly and above all that we ask or we think, Father God. Create in us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within thee, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, over Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in Queen's Court, Father God, and every listener, God, and every speaker, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over tonight, God, that we're covered under your blood, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we continue, God, to thank you, God, for healing in the bereaved household tonight, God. We want to thank you, Father God, for being the comfort, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And to be absent from the body is to be present with you, dear Lord, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know that you able, God, to do all things, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You told us, God, to come to you just as we are, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, you said that you love them that love you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we know, Father God, that you're able, Father God. You said seek you early, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we shall find thee, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know, God, that your word is true, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Proverbs 27 and 17 lets us know, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. You love them that love you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And those that seek you early, Father God, we know, God, that you're able, God, to do it, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, we know that you would direct our path, God, in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. Even though we go through some valleys, Father God, even though we have some lows and highs in our life, God, you're able, God, to do it, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, you're worthy of the praise, Father God. You said if we turn from our wicked ways, God, then you will hear from heaven and forgive the sin, God, and I heal the land, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you, Father God, touch the speaker tonight. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch every conversation, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Bless us physically, Father God, mental, psychologically, and emotional, Father God, and those going through pain in their body, Father God. Racking pain, God, we know that you're able, God, to do it. Father God, you fed the hunger, those that thirst after you, Father God. You clothe the naked, Father God. You minister to those that are in prison, Father God. Father God, you saw about, Father God, the elders, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask, God, that you would be that comfort and that bridge over troubled water, God. Those traveling to, from, far, and near, Father God. Highways, byways, airways, waterways, trailways, bicycle, and I walk with God. You're that same God tonight, Father God. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, we know that you able, God, in the name of Jesus. You told us, Father God, to prophesy to ourselves, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak to self and self be healed and delivered and set free, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Be bold soldiers for you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You told us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that the harvests are plentiful, Father God, but the laborers working in the vineyard are few, Father God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you continue to uphold us with your right hand, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you, God, for being obedient, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for following your instruction, God. Thank you, God, for giving us our manual script, God, that we're able, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to lay down, man, in your word, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, write your word on the table of our hearts, God, that we may not sin against thee, Father God. And if we fall down, God, you will reach down and pick us up, Father God. And Lord, when you only saw those one set of footprints, God, you let us know it was you, God, that was carrying us, God, and not we carrying ourselves, Father God. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, grant us that serenity, God, to accept those things, God, that we cannot change, God. But you give us the courage, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Father God, to know your word, God, for you have a God to do all things, Father God. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, you take shield and bucklers, God, tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, give us, Father God, amen, a service like none other, Father God. Bless it even the most. Reign, rule, and abide in it tonight, God. And you're going to get the glory out of every story, God. Increase, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And when we go in the last mile of the way, Father God, please, Heavenly Father, give us a home in thy kingdom, Father God. For this is thy servant's prayer, that if it be thy will, God, to let thy will be done in all of our life, our children and children's children, our connection, our family, friends, and loved ones, even our enemies, of our motivators, God. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Amen. No better than that. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Sit back and relax, guys. We've got a great show ahead, as I said before. You don't want to miss it, so go run and grab your snack. Tell a friend. Tell them to come on back. Have a seat. We got plenty in store for you, you and especially you.
Hey, there, bud. What you want out of this here thing here? Well, you know, it's National Pie. You want a pie? Well, I can sit there and cook you some pursuit potato pie. Well, let's see what they got up in here. I might not see that. You might got something pretty good. Hey, Dad, look here. It's a Patty the Bell pie. What kind is it? This is an apple pie. They got a key lime pie, and they got... Boy, that big... I tell you what, boy, grab one of them key lime pies. Grab the apple pie. What else is it they got? They got all kinds. I tell you what, boy, we just going to love the bucket. We go in and try all of them. Oh, they got some Granny Smith pies, too. Oh, boy, that Granny Smith pie was the thing back in the day. Grab that cherry pie, sweet potato pie, apple pie. Yeah, boy, we going to eat tonight. Mm-hmm. Just get us some butter pecan ice cream to go with it. Hey, can I have strawberry? Sure, buddy. Yeah, all right. Got on that day? Let's go to the checkout. National Pie Day. Mm-mm-mm. Yum, yum, yum. Ooh-wee. And that's a pie of money, too. Nothing like a good old piece of pie. And ice cream, that's ice cream. Yeah, put it in a pie and just swirl that up and eat it right after dinner. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. You got that right there, boy. Hey, that, but you know what time it is, right? What that is, boy? It's about 15 minutes before time for the show. Oh, boy, we got to hurry and get on home. Let's get on to the checkout line. What's that number? 524-243-9617. 658-4. Name the squad. Let's do it. That's right. Join us on Facebook, AJN The Squad.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of AJ and the Squad. And, of course, the Queen's Court here on the 6 Hours Radio, Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, sir.
Hey, you all right over there? You okay?
Yeah,
everybody all right?
Good.
Everybody okay? All righty, though. Y'all know. March 24th, 6 Hours Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of AJ and the Squad, and of course, the Queen's Court. And remember, the phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. And if you would like to join us and be heard, please press the 1 button, and we will take you off mute. Otherwise, you will remain on mute. And remember, as always, these mics are live and open when you are in the host queue, and it picks up everything in your background. So please be courteous of all the speakers we have here tonight with us. How you doing, Queen?
Hi, AJ. How are you, honey?
Hey, baby. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, baby.
Ready for another great show? Ready for another great show?
Yeah.
Well, hey, I do what I can. I do what I can.
You're doing an awesome job. Awesome job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nobody's putting up their hand. This going to be our show tonight. Nobody wants to talk to us tonight.
Hey.
I like talking to you anyway, so it's okay.
Well, hey, well, listen, as soon as everybody starts taking a, you know, self off mute, you know what I'm saying, we can go ahead and, as we always do, check the mental health. It's very important here, as we do care about people's mental health on the 6 Hours Radio Network here at AJ and the Squad in the Queens Court.
Remember to press one. Press that one. Press it. Hit it hard. There we go. Somebody not scared. All right. All righty, ma'am. 704. Hello. Welcome. Oh, that's our speaker. Hello there. Look, she was the first one.
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hey, honey. How are you, baby?
Good. Is this my time, or should I hold out and let some dialogue go before me?
Yeah, we're going to get some buddy checks. We're going to check in with people to make sure everybody's all right. But we'll get you in ages. I just know you're right there.
But if you would just like to quickly tell us who you are and how your mental is, and maybe turn your phone up just a touch so everybody can hear you, we could do that
real quick
if you would like.
Smith, can you hear me? Check 1-2-1-2.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm doing a mental health check-in, and I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good right now. The day is over. Thank God it's Friday. So
that's right.
I'm feeling blessed.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
Thank you. I know we have some more queens in the house this evening.
We do.
Some of y'all acting like this is like y'all new to this or something.
Don't be scared. See, I think what it was, see, when I put up her, wait a minute, here we go. 216, your mic is open.
Good evening, everyone. This is Princess Nikhil.
Hey, Mr. Nikhil.
Good evening, Princess.
How are you?
For all those who do not know, that is the station manager for the 6 Eyes Radio Network. That is our in-house resident princess, Miss Nikhil. Thank you for joining us tonight.
You're very welcome. I always enjoy the show. And, excuse me, we always get enlightened and informed. We go through trials and tribulations of listening to others and what they've gone through. But learn from it. So I love it. Even though I'm going through what I'm going through with the passing of my mom, I can honestly say coming on and you get enlightened and you think about things in life that we go through. And I'm appreciative because it lets people know that everybody goes through something.
That's right.
But you can always overcome it. You have love around you, whether you realize it or not.
That's right.
You know, God always loves us,
no matter what.
Amen.
But then he sends those earthly angels to comfort us as well. So I'm just thankful. I appreciate listening to everyone who chooses to share their stories on here, on the platform. And I commend you guys for doing a great job.
Thank you. Especially from AJ and the Squad in the Queens Court, we're here. Condolences to you and your family. Our prayers are also with you as well. And, you know, anytime you need us, I mean, I know you have my personal number. I know you have a couple of the other squad members' numbers. Like I say, anytime you need somebody to talk to, an ear, you know, for kind words, anything we can do, just, you know, let us know. Just let us know.
Amen. And I extend that to everyone else as well. I'm here. Like I said, we just have to love on each other.
That's right. Family.
That's right.
We are family. That is right. Take care of our own. That is true.
Amen. And I am complete. I'm going to let other people speak and sit back and enjoy the show.
Yes,
ma'am.
Friend.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Well, this is Queen from North Carolina. My mental is fair. It's been a week. It's been a week.
Yeah.
A lot of running around. A lot of it's. Whew. I just know I'm at the end of it, so it's okay. I made it.
Right.
Of course, with the help of my king, and he's always right there when I need him, and even when I don't know I need him, he's right there. So baby, I'm wholeheartedly
everywhere.
That. You know what, y'all? It's kind of scary sometimes because I ain't going to even lie. This man, I could come home and just walk in my room and my phone rings. Or I could have just woke up and my phone rings. It's almost like it's a bug somewhere. But he's just that good.
And
like,
you actually be really nice and
that?
Humble because you really did have a, not only this week, but last week, you had a crazy couple of weeks, though. But
I tell you, it's just, whew.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, God is good. God keeps pushing me. He keeps blessing me. He keeps sending me where I need to be and equipping me when he sends me there. So all I can do is thank him for his strength and keep on going and do what I'm supposed to be doing. And with that, I am complete.
Amen.
Do you have any
queens in the
still
building
out there? Remember, if you want to talk, please press 1.
We should have at least 2 more somewhere. Maybe in a possible, maybe.
Okay, we're going to get some spades going on. Hey, wait a minute, I see somebody. Wait a minute. I think that's one of our kings, but that's okay. We'll take them. 205,
can you hear
your
me?
Mic is open. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you can hear me. Okay.
Yes,
ma'am.
Okay.
Go right ahead, Evangelist Clay. Go right ahead.
Okay, I thought she said 205, so I'm going to give them an opportunity.
No, no, go right ahead. We're still on the queen.
Amen.
Go right ahead.
Amen. Give an honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Evangelist Clayton, and I hail out of Tallahassee, Florida, where it's 81 degrees here in Tallahassee. We had some ups and down week this week, but my mental... Amen. I'm grateful. And I tell y'all one thing for sure and 2 things we know. It's okay to seek counseling. It's okay to sit down. Amen. And just dunk it out. Dunk it out to the counselor. Amen. And then you have your ears and you're hearing what is being fed back to you. Amen. That can pick up some positive things in your horizon that you didn't see, that was always there, that you didn't see it. Amen. So it's okay, amen, to sit and speak with the counselor, just to be able to communicate, to be who you are, and don't have to be afraid to say what's really on your mind and what you're really, really going through. So I just want to thank God. I want to thank God, amen, for my representative, my counselor, Monica Johnson. I tell you, I thank God, amen, for Monica Johnson, Dr. Monica Johnson, amen, to God be the glory, and come to let me sit on the couch, amen, and just let me just duck out my tears and just duck out my thoughts and just duck out my beating up myself. But through it all, when it's all said and done and my session is over with, amen, I'm not loaded down. I'm not heavy weighted. And do you all know that when you go through things that done held you down and bind you down, and when you go through stress and oppress and depress and panic attack and grief, amen, to God be the glory. And just to be able to duck it out, just to be able, because those pains, those things that you go through, if you don't know it, let me be the first to tell you, those things that you go through contribute pain in your body, contribute pain, backache, leg ache, headache, pain. It contributes pain. But when you sit down and you just duck it out and you get it all out, you know, and it's just like revelation that you done really been touched. Seem as though God touched you in the midst of it all. And you get up and you can walk out and strive. And you can walk out being positive that you have conquered something in this session today. So, y'all, I just continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory, that God continue to equip me emotionally, psychologically. Amen. And mentally, that God just continue to reign, rule, and abide in me. So I am completed. And again, I ain't got nothing but love for you. Amen.
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 Amen. 205, your mic is open.
Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Indeed, it is a pleasure to be with you. My mentor is Dynamite.
And
today is even better.
Somebody sounds extra cheery tonight.
Really?
Oh, I do. And guess what? Alabama was defeated by San Francisco.
What you say?
Oh, how sweet it is. It was 74-61. Alabama could not win.
Okay.
How sweet
it
is.
You happy
over
there?
From 6-9 Radio Network. Later.
Eric, you need to stop it.
I am.
You heard it. I'm not telling
you. Well, it's good to know that you are in a
and
great
mood.
And
by the way,
tonight,
I am complete.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
It's good to know you are in a good mood. Definitely.
Yeah. Ooh. Definitely.
Do we have
any
more queens?
Any
more kings? Anyone else?
If you want to speak, just press one. Press the one. We don't want to leave nobody out. And it's okay not to be okay. Just tell somebody.
It's okay.
Remember, we always say that.
Yeah.
It's okay not to be okay. You say we do have an open door policy. We are not judgmental. Here come as you are.
I tell you.
336, your mic is open.
All right. Hello, hello, hello to everyone
Hi,
out there.
Good evening.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, how everybody doing out there? Want to say hello to everybody out there as well.
Hey.
And just want to say I'm glad to be here and thankful to be here.
We're glad to have you.
Oh. I'm glad to be here. Hope you and everyone, you have a wonderful day. And
how's
hope you enjoy this night. My mental is just there. My mental is just there. It hasn't moved up, it hasn't moved down, and it hasn't moved sideways.
Okay.
It's still there, so doing pretty good. Still on the same road.
That's the hey.
They stay on the straight and narrow,
so it's all right.
They stay on the straight and narrow, so it's okay. Just looking forward to the last one to graduate.
I know that.
Amen. I know that's right.
What you
I
say,
can't believe that baby about to graduate already.
Right.
God.
Yes, she'd be graduating this year.
Hmm.
We say thank you, God, for that.
Time goes
thank God for
so
that.
Fast.
Yeah, it
yeah,
was
yes,
fast.
It does. I promise you.
It does.
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Prodigy.
Right. 828, your mic is open. 828.
Is that me?
Sure.
I'm not sure because we have a lot of 828. Please tell us who you are. We have a lot of 828 representation up in the house tonight. So,
but
it's you now. So,
right. Hear me. Hi, my name is Zena Bristol. I am in the 828. My mental. We're just gonna put that in God's hand and keep it moving.
Amen.
But we just jumped on to support and hear from my beautiful, lovely sister Shanika Smith. I'm awaiting her talk. So I just jumped on to support.
Thank you so much for that.
Appreciate
you. So squad, particularly Miss Evangelist Clayton, to refresh your memory. So when DL was on here, remember
That's
he right. had a church member that said she was shy and she didn't talk too much. Well, this is her, but we know that wasn't true, but this is her. The one that doesn't talk too much, but this is the same one. So,
thank you for coming.
And
then I'm jumping on for Shanika. I'm telling you, these are people. Love it.
Hey, there you go. Exactly. You can't vouch for everybody. Exactly.
That's right.
That's right.
I don't always get dressed up and show out for everybody. All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. Anybody else?
And remember, if you want to be heard, please press 1, and our queen will get right to you so that you can be heard. Otherwise, please sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Anyone else? Guess that leaves me then. Good evening, everyone. AJ calling out of Cleveland.
Hey, AJ.
Great state of Ohio. Hey, what's going on, everybody? You know me. You know, I ride the highs, ride the lows. It's been kind of high lately for me, so I'm grateful for that. I'm thankful and appreciative for that, making progress on our nonprofit. And for everybody who may have forgotten, please go check us out at WUNMOBILE. That's onemobile.com. Please go check us out follow the movement. But other than that, I've had a great week. I've been trying to really be there and have emotional, mental support for my queen. Like I said, she was really being really nice to y'all. She was really being kind and humble. Because like I say, sometimes, it's not about complaining. It's not about whining or crying. You go through it, you deal with it, you get over it, and you keep it pressing and keep it pushing, as we say around here. But I'm not going to tell her business, but I just want y'all to know that she really had a really, really couple of hard weeks. And so I'm glad that she's here with us tonight. I'm glad that I'm here on the Six Sides Radio Network with AJ and the squad in the Queen's Court tonight. But I did want to bring up one thing that's kind of weighing on my mental, and I was talking about it earlier just a little bit as a teaser to the rest of the squad. So does everybody know who Holly Robinson Pete and Mr. Rodney Pete are? Does anybody know who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a few days ago, I was listening to my television programming, as I'm always doing, and I'm flicking through the channels, and I run across the Peacock channel, and lo and behold, Miss Holly Robinson Pete is on there with her new reality show that first show aired on March the 16th, which was last Thursday, the day before our show. Would anybody like to guess what the name of Holly Robinson Pete's new reality show is called? Well, I know y'all won't guess, even though you may guess, but it's actually called The Queen's Court. Exactly, Evangeline Clayton. So as I'm flipping through the channels, the first person I call is Queen, and I said, "You need to turn on the Peacock channel, and you need to see this." And I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of angry. I was kind of upset. I know there can be coincidence. I know things happen in the universe. But as I was doing some research and whatnot, I would like to talk to Miss Holly Robinson Pete and Mr. Rodney Pete. On maybe what they were doing when the concept came to them. Like, hey, baby, guess what? Hey, honey, what? I don't know. But I would like to really, if we can go back and sit down at the table and have that conversation. And another interesting fact, Queen, do you know the last football team that Mr. Rodney Pete played for before ending his career?
Dallas,
Carolina Panthers. Now listen, I ain't gonna keep saying the coincidences keep adding up, but I'm just saying there's a whole lot going on, and I don't know if y'all know, but Mr. Rodney Pete, I believe is on ESPN. And I'm not going to quote the show because I can't remember specifically the name of the show. But I think it's like, no, I ain't going to do that. But he's on those, like, sports shows and they, do commentary and all that type of stuff. So I just thought that was very interesting when I heard that.
And like I said, if anybody can reach out to Miss Holly Robinson Pete and her husband, Mr. Pete Rodney, Mr. Rodney Pete, I apologize. I would definitely like to talk to them, have them come on the show. You know, because like I said, I would advise everybody to go check it out. You know, it's about a Queen's Court. you know, and they put them through the paces and this and that, and then try to find them a king. Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine
a
that.
Whole king, huh?
So, yeah, well, you know, Queen's Court, my mm-hmm. queen, her king.
Yeah.
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know.
North Carolina.
Hey, I'm just saying. But, yeah, I just thought that was very interesting because, like I said, I did a little research and, you know, came out the blue. Out the blue, I wonder. I don't think it really came out the blue, but I think it really came maybe, I thought maybe from the Six Eyes Radio Network. That's just my opinion. but, yeah, I just want to throw that out there. And, but other than that, yes, I've had a great, great week myself, and I'm glad that everybody's here tonight. Thank you for our listeners, and I appreciate each and every one of you who participate in the Facebook and go live and add content and give us love back and respond to our little snippets and stuff that we put on the Facebook page. So I just want to say I thank each and every one of you and appreciate your participation. And with that, I'm complete.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much
mm-hmm.
for all that you do, all that you are. You just... So anyway.
Thank you, my queen. We know.
We're not going to even get there because... So, anybody else, I don't want to hold nobody back. Tell us whatever's on your mind at this moment. If you would just want to say hey and bye, that's fine, too. I want to give everybody a chance to say whatever they want to say. Okay, well, if nothing else, then we'll move on to the exciting part of the show. Now, when I made the announcements for this young lady to get ready to speak to us, and I put, you know, as I always do, I put people's pictures up. A couple of people called me and said, do you really know that young lady? And I said, well, what do you mean do I know her? Of course I know her. What are you talking about? And they said, oh, my gosh, she is beautiful. Duh. I ain't supposed to know pretty people. So in thinking of that, you know, I was like, you know, everybody just, I said, but don't be afraid of her looks. Don't even let that get to you. Wait till you hear how smart she is. So, yeah, she got brains and beauty. Don't be trying to question that. What are you doing? Do you know her? I ain't like that. I felt some kind of way about that. But, yes, I know her. And I've known her very well for a long time. And she's a sweetheart. So after the next selection that we hear, the next voice you hear after that song will be that of Miss Shanika Smith. Oh, a person that you just cannot wait to hear from. And that's all I have to say about that. You cannot wait to hear from her. So sit back and relax. Go ahead and get your snack. Hurry up. Because you are definitely going to want to hear this. After this next selection, I will present to you Miss Shanika Smith.
Mhm.
Mhm.
You're listening to AJ and the Squad, and of course the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
I'm taking my freedom, pulling it off the shelf. Putting it on my chain, wearing it round my neck. I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my car. Wherever I choose to go, it won't take me far. I'm living my life like it's golden, 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 golden, living my life like it's 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 golden, golden. I'm taking my own freedom, putting it in my soul, singing loud and strong,
by Jill Scott.
Ms. Shanika, before you get started, I just want to say you might have heard yourself, everyone, be put on mute. That's just to show respect for our speaker. But as soon as she finishes, you will be taken off mute. You will be able to ask questions and talk if you want to. But if you heard yourself go on mute, that was why. So without further ado, I present to you Ms. Shanika Smith.
Yay!
All right.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Shanika Smith, and it is an honor to be with you all tonight. I have to be very honest with you. I'm normally getting ready for bed, but because a friend and a trusted childhood friend gave me a call and requested that I show up on the show tonight, I was obliged to stay up a little bit later and come before you all, I guess, with my life story. Another disclaimer, I was not prepared for the show in the sense that this is more of a religious type of thing. I am definitely a woman of God. Okay, I was confused because the opener and, you know, just the way the podcast has gone so far, I was kind of wrestling in my mind just a little bit, but I am a woman of God, number one. I'm also a mother. I serve on city council, and I also work a full-time job here in Asheville. So I guess my story tonight will be my testimony, and my testimony will be before your hearing tonight as my talk. Feel free to chime in at any time and ask questions. It'll kind of help the night carry along, but I think I should start with my upbringing. And the reason why I would like to start with my upbringing is because I see the world today, the family today, the interaction between church and community leadership and community leadership and government a lot different than the times that I grew up in. So let me just start off by giving you just a little bit of background on me, my life, and my family. I am the second child of Theodore Smith and Beverly Elaine Smith. My family grew up here in Asheville, North Carolina, during a time where the black community was a very tight-knit community because it had to be a tight-knit community. The very survival, the very survival and existence of black people was dependent on their sense of belonging and their connection to one another. And we see that dissipating day by day, generation by generation. But when I was raised to, number one, put God first. My father was a pastor of a church, which is a Kojic church, Church of God in Christ. I grew up not very strict, but there was a certain way of living and an expectation for how you carried yourself when you represented the man of God, or above that, you represented God. So my family was very prominent in the community, my father being a pastor, as I stated before, but my mother was also a school teacher in the Asheville City school system, which brings me to another principle of my family, not only God first, but also the importance of our education. Being that my father was a pastor and my mother was a teacher, it put them in very high positions, affluential positions in this community, and they were known as community leaders. And in that community leadership, they weren't they weren't only there to be a token for show, as we see leaders today, but they were doing the work. I remember several times even though my parents were leaders and my family at large, their leaders, it was a different type of mindset. We were servants first. And I remember serving the community in a lot of different capacities. This is the time and an era when the preachers and the leaders, they would come out of their suits and they would step out of their Cadillacs and they would grab a broom, and it was not humiliating, but it was a sign of honor. Our generation needs to return back to honor through humility and service. So this is how I was raised. I was raised to serve, be a servant leader. I was raised to give back to my community, not only in money, but also my time and my talent. I was raised in a Southside community. Big ups to Southside. In the Southside community, it was a predominantly black community where there were a lot of black homeowners, not just a black community where black people would rent, but there were a lot of black homeowners. And that was not the only black community in Asheville. Historically, there were a few places in Asheville where you saw not only black community home ownership, but also business ownership. And I remember this, and I recall this right now because it is another facet of our community that is decimated and it is dwindling, but we still have hope. We still have hope. So number one, I mentioned the family. Number two, I mentioned the black community, not only home ownership, but business ownership, togetherness. You have professionals in the community. You had leaders in the community. You had politicians in the community. And we worked together. We worked together. My very first job was in a nonprofit organization. And the choice of that nonprofit organization was not just for financial gain, but my choice in choosing a nonprofit organization was based on the black principles that were taught from the community leader at the time, what he stood for, what he stood on, and the legacy that he leaves today. And that first job was with the Hillcrest Enrichment Program, founded and led by the late John R. Hayes. Mr. John R. Hayes, he taught me so much about community, building community, and living up to the principles of the Ngunguzi-Saba. He taught us the seven principles, and the number one principle that we should live by and think about at all times, it is unity. Without unity, anything in our community goes. If you don't stand for something, then you fall for anything. If you don't stand for something, then you fall for anything. If you don't stand for something, then you fall for anything. If you don't stand together, then you're easily picked off. So he taught us how to stand on the principles of unity, of faith, of purpose, cooperative economics, collaborative practice. He was a very principled man, and he meant business, and he put education first, and he promoted a song that I think should be sang today. I believe the children are our future. Mm-hmm. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty that they possess inside. That song was sang almost every day in the Hillcrest Enrichment Program because he believed that you are somebody. Mm-hmm. You are somebody. And you were purposed in the earth to do something great. So you have to push yourself beyond the stereotypes, push yourself beyond even the negative narratives we speak to ourselves, or the negative narratives that are spoken to over us by our family, by our community, based on the color of our skin, based on our gender, based on our upbringing, based on the lack of success or success of our fathers. But I believe the children are the future today, and which is another principle that I definitely believe in and I abide by. Number one, I mentioned family, God, family, education, and believing in our children. I have two daughters that I dearly love. My oldest daughter is 14 years old, Zachary Jones, and my second daughter is 11 years old, Alaysia Jones. And I came in off of the song, Living My Life Like It's Golden, Taking Hold of My Freedom, because there was a time that I did not feel a sense of freedom. I did not feel a sense of liberty. I felt like I was a captive to my circumstance. Because before my children were born, I met a gentleman who I was hoping to marry. And this is for my single ladies. He had everything going for him. He had looks. He had brains. He had money. And he had a lot of ideas. Before I realized that this man would not be my husband, before I realized that we had compatibility, but at the time we did not have a destiny as a couple, before I realized all of that, I had already made two babies. And I had already realized that we were on two separate paths. But I was unable to realize that early off in the relationship because our flesh got in the way. So we made two babies out of wedlock before we realized that we probably would have been better off friends. Nevertheless, we have two beautiful children here, and we have to co-parent. Because the relationship did not work, I was living in Charlotte, North Carolina, by way of Winston-Salem, because I went to Winston-Salem State University. But when I realized that me and this man did not work, I said, I'm going back home to the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina, and I'm just going to be here for a little while. And the reason why I only wanted to be here for a little while, because like Nehemiah returned to his hometown and saw that all the gates were destroyed, and what he remembered in the prosperity and the vibrance of his city, the vibrance of family, the vibrance of community, it was all torn down. So when I came back, I saw that. I didn't see the community that I left. I didn't see the unity that I experienced when I left. I didn't see the black ownership and pride, the black togetherness. So I was just like, hey, I'm going to be here for a little while. I'm going to stack my money. I'm going to rebuild a little bit. And I give myself 1 year. But God had another plan for me. When I came back to Asheville, that the very thing that bothered me and would have been the means of me leaving became a burden and a responsibility for me to help and be a part of the solution. I'm going to say that one more time. To help, assist, support, and be a part of the solution. So two children back in Asheville, starting from square one. I'm talking about rock bottom. I'm talking about rock bottom. I mean food stamps, public housing, Medicaid, no shame in my game. I wore a lot of pride, and not the bad type of pride, but confidence in God, my maker, the one who I live in, I move and have my being in. I knew he would pull me up and have the glory out of my life, but it was rough at the time. So I strapped up my boots, caught the bus, baby in a stroller, toddler in hand, and did what I had to do. And before long, I talked to a minister, and I was talking to him as a means of just expressing myself and getting some things off my chest, releasing so that I let some burdens off. You know, you have to get off. That's why I appreciate the very beginning of the show, when you allow people to express what was going on with them and get it off your chest, get it off your heart, and somehow release so that God can give you insight and help you manage and move to the next level of your joy and success. But long story short, I talked to this gentleman, and he said to me, he said, Shanika, you need to sit down and ask God why he brought you back to Asheville, and then ask Asheville what she needs from you. And within the next 2 weeks of me being still, putting my plans to the side, accepting where I was, and asking God to do his thing, within that time period, God gave me an idea called Date My City. Date My City, at the time, was a social organization, and it was a means of black people being able to socialize, be visible in downtown, in areas that a lot of tourists come to, and they always ask the question, where are the black people? Or even people who live in Asheville, they want to know where our unity, why we're not more public, why we're not, why we don't work together as tight-knit as other cities. So I gave a means for us to not only have socialization, but to bring our leaders together. And I think it was a great success. I had a lot to say at the time, a lot to say about Asheville, about gentrification, about a vision for, I guess you would say, a Black Renaissance. But things have changed over time. And while I was working Date My City and hosted events and healing circles and gaining a lot of traction around that, I knew that that wasn't the only thing that God had for me. And I started to pray based on inspiration by the Holy Spirit, like, what's next? You should always ask yourself, what's next? In all of our glory, in all of our financial accumulation, accolades, even degrees and certifications, and we feel like we're at the height of our lives and we've gained all that we aspire to gain. We've checked off some things on our bucket list. You always have to come to the top of your success and ask God, what's next? And I dared to do that, and God started to speak to me about leaders taking different positions of power in the city. And I was like, thank you, Lord. Somebody's got to do it. Who is it? But I didn't say, God, send me. I didn't say, God, send me. I knew that it was coming and there was going to be a major shift from grassroots and community organizing to people actually taking positions of power to influence policy, budget decisions, and really be in positions to make really deep changes. But I didn't imagine myself being in that seat. But let me tell you what happened, the setup, the divine setup. A gentleman that was a city council member, he had kind of been watching things from his position, preparing for the election. And his dream, Councilman Keith Young, he was councilman at the time, Councilman Keith Young, he started to prepare for the next election. And his desire was to have a person of color in that seat, because at the time he was the only one who served as a councilman here in Asheville. So he approached me. He actually came to my house Sunday. He texted me initially, and I usually don't take any meetings on the weekend because that's the time for me and my children and for me to set my mind for the upcoming week. But he came, and, you know, just a little small talk and, you know, wasting time, like, and I could see the question burning. So I was like, what's up? You know, why did you, you know, come to me on a Sunday? That's, you know, not a normal day for folks to do business. Shoot. And he said to me these words. He said, I need you to run for city council, and I need you to win. Very blunt. Very straightforward. I need you to run for city council, and I need you to win. And something about the words that came out of his mouth were kind of, it's kind of similar to what the Bible describes when Mary, the mother of Jesus, made an announcement to Elizabeth when she was carrying John the Baptist. Something in her belly leaked. And what I did, something in me leaked. My heart said yes. My mouth said yes. And after I said yes, my mind was like, what? What did you just do? But at that time, I knew it was the direction that I was supposed to go. I knew that was the direction that I was supposed to go. And God sent the right messenger to deliver the message in a very straightforward way. And just the delivery of it and the blunt and boldness of it made something deep inside of me reply yes. So I pose the question to you before I move on. I pose the question to you, where is your yes? What happened to your yes? You said yes to some things, and at the time you felt fire, not only fire, but you also felt passion. But the cares of life have come. the load of your responsibility have come to weigh you down. Your assignment is hard. But God is telling us to return to our yes. What is the reason why you do what you do? The reason why you do what you do is because you're called. And you might not always feel like you do it well. You might not always feel golden or like a standout. But God has called you. And those who God called, he qualifies. Sometimes you don't always feel qualified, but there's a special assignment for your life, and I'm going to speed up just a little bit. So now I'm on city council. It is the biggest assignment I ever had in my life. I don't even think I do it well. There's some days that I don't want to go. I don't want to politic. I don't want to put on the face. I don't want to smile. I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to deal with the highs. I don't want to deal with the lows. It's a thankless position to play. But I said yes. I didn't say yes exactly to the people, even though I thank y'all for voting me in, for reelecting me. But this is a hard job for a single black mother to do. It's a hard job for anybody to do, especially. Is that clapping? Thank you.
Yeah, girl, that was clapping.
It's a hard job. It's a hard job to do. Politics in the 21st century, and we just made it through COVID-19, not even through coronavirus. It's been very hard times, not only coronavirus, but we made it through the murder, the public murder of George Floyd. These are different times. We're living in times where you see more mental health issues than we have ever seen before. We see more devastation in the classroom with the family. More devastation with our teens and how they live and how they interact and how they believe or maybe not believe in themselves. The music is toxic. It's giving a message about the evils of the world in a lot of senses. These are the times that we live in, and I said yes to leave. These are the times that we live in, and you said yes to teach. You said yes to bear children. You said yes to marry that man. You said yes to marry that woman. It's hard times across the board, and we might not do it well all the time, but you're anointed and you're called to do the job. So that's my testimony. That's all I have for you tonight. I'm just coming straight from the chest. I did not know how to prepare for tonight, but I said I'll just tell my story. How a little girl from Asheville, North Carolina, the second child of Theodore Lamont Smith, Beverly Wells, rest in peace, both of my parents.
Both of them.
I was raised a certain way, during a certain era, had everything. A lot of people suppose that you can have a two-parent home, went to college, came back home with two babies, started from the bottom, came here. And now I'm in a position of power, and it's not easy. We're living in trying times, and we need each other to survive.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Amen.
Beautiful. So while you're preparing yourself to take a little break or just catch your breath, I'm going to open up these mics for anyone that may have any questions, comments, suggestions. Remember, if you want to talk to Councilwoman Smith, press 1. Let's see. Okay. 336, your mic is open. Do you have something? Let's see. 828, your mic is back open if you have something. Two oh five, your mic is back open. Okay.
Hello.
Go right
here. Hey, this is Zena. Shanika, I appreciate you. Shanika, I said that that's my sister, and I love her because she and her family took me in at a very young age and showed me love when no one else was. I look up to you. Even though I'm older than you, I look up to you. You inspire me. I love you. And you keep doing the great things that you are doing.
I'm so glad you called in, because when I think about my family and how they serve the community, I think about the times where we took you in and how we were raised, like, to be a very close-knit family, and all that you went through in your life and raising your girls, and how you as a single mother, you overcame so much. And I see you and your girls right now, and I see a story of redemption, and I'm so glad to know you, and I'm so glad that your life was not only a testimony for servant leadership that I serve in today, but also just how to really stick close and hold people's truths and hold people's stories, you know. And that's what the example of your life and the example of your connection to my mother and father really ministers to me today. So thank you for calling in. And, yes, you're my sister.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Zena, that sounds like you might have a story to tell yourself, ma'am. So I'm just throwing it out there. So just hold on to that thought, you know. So when you see me calling, don't be trying not to answer me, because – you know what I'm calling for, because I think you got a story to tell yourself, ma'am. So,
y'all know I'm shy.
Girl, I forgot we was live on the air. Don't you say that. Don't you? But we do appreciate you calling. We appreciate your support. You know, come in anytime, ma'am. Anybody else? Remember, press 1 if you would like to talk. Well, I'll say this. I'm just going to kind of touch on, you're talking about your parents, Ms. Shanika. Your parents were the epitome of black love. And I say that with everything in me, because I watched your father and the way he cherished your mother. I watched your mother, the way she supported your father. And he showed how a man represents his wife, and she showed how a wife represents her husband. And when your mother passed, rest her heart, the way he put her away, and you think about, you know, people say, oh, it's just a funeral. No, this man put this woman away so elegantly that it was just unreal. If you would have rode through Buckingham Palace, you would have seen this lady laying out there. It was absolutely beautiful. So your mom and dad has always been and will always be black love to me. And I see it in you. I see it in your sisters. I see your elegance, your glamour, your glory, your beauty. I love you guys. And you guys are definitely representing your parents very well, very well. They are both very proud.
I appreciate that.
And you know, Savani, that's my baby anyway. So
right.
You girls are definitely, definitely something to be proud of. So keep up the good work, and anything you need from us, Asiana Squad and Six Hours Radio Network, we're right here for you, baby.
Amen. We are family. That is true. I just want to say, I personally want to say thank you for coming through. As I've said, and I'll say it again, it's always when you hear the positivity. You know, like you said, a family, community, taking in and taking care of those who are in true need, and knowing that there's a reason, you know, why we do and the way we move for certain reasons. Sometimes I tell people, you know, it's God's plan. It's the union of God, the unity of God, putting something together. Because see, we're out here, and some of us are meant to save. Go out and be the shepherd for those, you know, saying who are lost or who may need just a hug or someone to uplift them. So by you coming on here tonight and telling your story, giving hope to those young women out there or to other people who may not believe in family love or community love, or that there are people out there who are willing to open up their arms and their homes and their houses. And let you know that, yes, you do matter and we do care. So I just appreciate it, because, like I say, around here, it's all about the special qualities that you add, and you definitely have added something tonight on this platform, and I just want to personally say thank you for coming through and sharing your testimony with everyone tonight. Thank you so much.
Okay, we got a couple of hands up. 256, your mic is open.
Well, good afternoon. This is Evangelist Clayton,
And truly, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for what I've heard tonight. You went back. You went back, amen, to the villain days. You went back, amen, to taking in, because I'm one from the old school, but I'm one from the early 50s. And I tell you one thing for sure, and two things we know. Amen. You said something that took a mouthful, but a lot of people look at it as though it's glamorous. It's glamorous. The job that you do is a very hard task. It's a very hard task because of who you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis and lifestyle. But because you chose to, you didn't choose it. God appointed you, amen, to do a work. And as I said in my prayer tonight, the labor, amen, the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. And you was one of the few ones that chose to run this race and to stand in spite of the situation, in spite of circumstances that come against thee. And we're on the outside looking in, and we think it's glamorous. But it is a hard task, and to be able to stand that task and to have people that back you, to have people that support you, to have people that speak on behalf of you, amen, and have people to stand in line, long lines to vote and to stand because they want to change. Thank God for the change that God makes in you, us, I, and they. We serve an almighty God, and God put us at tasks, amen, and sometimes it seems like you want to tie your hands up and you want to tie your head between your legs and you want to throw in the towel. But because God is who he say that he is, he said, I'll be with you to the end. And if you just go, I'll speak for you. And so I'm just grateful. And I've never been to Asheville. I'm a Floridian, and I'm a Georgia peach. But I've never been to Asheville. But Asheville have a lot in Asheville. Amen. It sound like it's little, but it sound like it has a lot. It has a lot of education, a lot of history. Has a lot of strength and a lot of growth and a whole lot of Jesus on the main line that you can call him up and tell him what you want. We serve an almighty God. And woman of God, I heard you tonight. Amen. And I just ask the Lord just to continue to carry you higher heights and that you make a change and a difference that will make somebody else's life to know that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I'm so grateful and so blessed and appreciative. I'm not going to tell you that I'm proud of you. Amen to God be glory. But I'm going to tell you that I'm grateful. And I appreciate the God in you. And I appreciate you, amen, being willing to run this race to see what the end's going to be and to hold out for God's changes in you. May the blessings of the Lord continue to keep you, woman of God, and continue, amen, compelling God's people, not just church people, of those lost along the way. Amen. Those, amen, that stand in the need of some encouragement, some strength, amen, some stability, amen, to some extent. God bless you. May your day continue to be filled with God's blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
336, your mic is open.
Good evening.
Right.
I don't know who you're referring to. This
you
is
go right ahead.
Hello.
Hey, Ty.
And I know, hey, Ty. You know, I'm getting a little older, so I was really sleepy, and I had trouble logging in, and I didn't know what link to hit. I just was confused. But when I got it, I got it. So I logged in right on time. I heard, you know, a lot of good things in the beginning, and I'm glad I didn't miss Shanika. I'm going to support her. If she went to Hong Kong, I'm a supporter. But anyway.
Thank you.
I appreciate. Yeah, you're welcome. And, you know, like a lot of people say, well, you don't have to communicate with people every day to support them talk with them every day to still love them. Nothing changes except for the day. excuse me. I'm sorry. But the message was, first of all, thank you for your candidness. We appreciate that. You know, that's what we need. We need realism. But the message was kind of personal because I was losing my drive and my umph for what I usually do in the community, what I do with children, what I do with people. And I was like, you know what? I'm just throwing in a towel. you know, we always use the phrase pass the baton, which is totally okay for us to do because after a certain age, why not? You know, help these young people out. You know, give them a chance to be where you are. Get them motivated. Support them. Give them advice. Help them along the way. So I'm okay with that. But I was losing my job for a lot of other reasons. And so when you said what you said, you were really referring to yourself, but it was a message to me. And it was like, you know, find your yes.
Amen.
Like, you know, I needed that spark. And I kept saying, now, I cannot believe this message is, like, for real. Like, this is really my week. I've been sitting on something. I just told her today earlier, I've been sitting on something for a little bit over a year. And it just hit me like, let me motivate myself. Let me get a logo. Let me tell someone else to do it because if I did it myself, I'll keep waiting. And then that was the start. And then I got lazy again, and I said, okay, I'll sit it to the side. But then this message came tonight, and then I said, you know what? This is it. There's no more waiting. I'm going to do what I'm going to do for this for the community and for these young people because they need us. So when you said find the yes again and pretty much it sparked the flame, you know, the fire is already in me. I just need that spark. So I am excited for the message that you relayed tonight, not even knowingly. You know, it was you being candid about your situation, mm-hmm. but it helped me to grasp what I really needed to do. And I'm thankful. I'm sorry I'm a little scratchy my allergies, but I appreciate this. I'm glad I called in. Wonderful message tonight. Yeah, all that good stuff. But I appreciate everyone and have a wonderful evening. You're
come
welcome.
On, Ty.
Yes,
thank you.
Go nowhere.
Thank
you
so much.
You wait just 1 second. Ty.
Okay.
You already know. So let me tell y'all about Ty Mo. You already know I'm coming. Ty Mo is one of the most talented women in Asheville. If you need T-shirts, if you need your shoes done, if you need your decorated, this young lady is abundantly talented. And when I tell you she got it, she got it. So like she said, she done backed off a little bit. But guess what? This was for you tonight. You were supposed to be here tonight. So when you see me calling again, I'm coming after you. When you see me calling, don't be trying to ignore me. Because they need to
know
what Ty Mo has to offer. And that's all
I appreciate
I'm saying.
That. Thank
that's
you.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes. Ty, I appreciate you for always supporting. It's so funny that we grew up together in the church. We were friends throughout our teens and our 20s and some of our 30s. And Ty, you've always been a go-getter. You've been, you know, just very smart. I love the way you raise your daughter, your connection to the community, your love for our youth, the service, all the services that you offer to our community. Usually not. Usually you undervalue yourself because you're far more valuable than the price that you set and a lot of sacrifices that you made for our community and a lot of friends and moms who needed help. You know, you make people look good, whether it's photography or whether it's through your design and T-shirt making. But I do believe that there were times when I was just kind of telling my story that, you know, the Holy Spirit will take the lead. And I knew that somebody needed to hear that part about just reignite, ask God to give you back your passion. Ask God to give you a new definition of who you are. Ask God to remake you. And I think that part of the talk was for more than just you. You know, there are even people who have reached their height and, you know, you tapped out. You reach the roof of everything that you can accomplish in your own strength, and it's time for God to remake you again. So you just have to either say yes or what's next, or yes and what's next, and just wait for God to deliver because you're more than able to get it done.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Is that a shirt? Right there?
Sounds like a shirt.
Yeah, it sounds like one. Well, when I see you just order for some AJ and the Squad shirts, I need some.
Right. And
Thank you so much.
Also, to Ms. Ty, you know, our platform, our Facebook page, if, you know, you need to, you know, advertise, if you, you know, you want to go live, whatever you want to do, you can always use our platform along with all your friends. Please let them know. Pass it along. Like I say, about the podcast, about our Facebook page. I say we are here to, you know, inspire, uplift, to motivate, I say to give platforms to people who need a chance or an opportunity, and to also to show other people. You know, we talk about it, but it's one thing to hear it. It's another thing also to see it. So when we have all these entrepreneurs, and we have all these businesses, and we have these authors, we have so many people come through here, and that's why we ask that you put whatever you can on the Facebook page so that people, like I say, not only come to the podcast, but they also go to the Facebook page and they see all that is possible. So I just want to put that out there, and that's to anybody listening, not only on the podcast tonight, but anybody on the Facebook page. Please be mindful. You know, the platform is there. Please use it or get a hold of us and let us know that you've got something you want to advertise or you need something that needs to be heard or gotten out into the media platforms, and we'll be more than happy to assist any way we can.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that was great. That was awesome. I love it.
Absolutely.
So before she leaves, maybe you want to get her other one before she...
Okay, well, I was going to say, does anybody have anything? And then we can go ahead and pay some bills real quick, take care of a little business.
One second, let me get to that screen. Just give me one second. Got my new laptop, so I'm kind of slow on it for a minute. Just give me a little minute. Come on. Okay, here we go. And go.
Six Eyes Radio Show. Six Eyes Radio Show.
I like that.
Thank you. I like it. That was all right. And here you are.
I will be there shortly. Hey, baby, I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you
women
by
Women History Month.
Radio.
Five powerful facts about women. Number one, women have always been present. Women has always been present in the military, temporarily, and voluntary. Number two, Army Nurse and Navy Nurse Division. The Army Nurse Corps was created in 1901, and the Navy Nurse Corps were created in 1908. Three, Progressive, 1900. Married women were allowed to own property in their own name and keep their own wages in 1900. Number four, the first of its kind. The first college to accept women was Salem College, funded in 1772. Who runs the world? More than 30% of all business today are owned and run by women. Women History Month. That's fact.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to AJ and the Squad. And, of course, the Queen's Court here on the 6 Hours Radio, Radio Network.
I'm gon' win, you gon' win, everybody around me with it, yeah, everything around me with it, yeah.
I'm gon' win, you gon' win, everybody around me with it,
yeah,
everything around me with it. Welcome to a girl, I'm the dresser, tired and I'm trying to keep my head up.
Everything's looking like I'm gon' lose.
Working real hard and I'm trying to win.
Woke up this morning, I'm blessed. Food on my table, I'm blessed. Clothes on my bed, yeah, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Devil already know I'm winning. 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 Like I knew you would. Struggles don't last always, so just yeah.
Power is perfected in my life.
Come through, so I was just trusting you. Never had a problem that he couldn't solve, mountain that he couldn't move, so I know I. Even if he tell me no, I ain't walking out the door, cause I know when he gets. Never had a problem that he couldn't solve, mountain that he couldn't move, so I know I. And even if it's coming, no way, walking up the door, cause I know when the end.
That was Winning by Pastor Mike Jr.
Foreign Service Officer Bernadette Mary Allen was commissioned into the U.S. Diplomatic Service in January of 1980. 25 years later, on October 26, 2005, President George W. Bush appointed Allen to serve as the U.S. Ambassador to the Republic of Niger. She served until January 15, 2010. This is the Queen from the 6 Hours Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court. A moment in Black history highlighting our women of history.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you so much, sir. You did such
anything
a good job.
Anything I can do to help.
Anybody have anything else? I got a few that doesn't, haven't pressed one if you want to talk. If you do, remember, if you want to talk, press one, and we will open up your mic. Miss Shanika, do you have anything else to say? Anything?
Well, thank you for having me on, and thank you to all the listeners who tuned in tonight and the faithful listeners who tune in every Friday. Stay faithful to your dreams and your goals, and good night.
Absolutely.
Thank you
absolutely.
So much,
We thank you so much. Absolutely. If you would like to sit and chill listen to the end of the show, we appreciate you. If not, we also I just want to say once again thank you for coming through tonight and blessing us.
And this segment will be on our Facebook page in the morning, and you can go through the top of the page that says featured, and you'll be able to listen to the show, and it'll be right there forever.
There
all
it
across
is.
America
archived
and several other countries.
Forever. That's right. All across America
know.
In 60 other countries. We're global.
Yes.
Of course, we are on all platforms, Spotify, all that good stuff, Apple Music, all that good stuff. All that good stuff.
All that good stuff right there. All right. So let's see what we can dig up next. Let's see.
I think we have some topics we just going to talk about.
I think Friday Joy got something for us over there. Mm-hmm. All
right. All right, y'all. The first thing we're going to start off with tonight is going to be an update on Blac Chyna. The former Robin Chyna star shared multiple videos on Instagram earlier this month on which she clarified that she never had a BBL, which is Brazilian butt lift, and instead she relied on silicone injections, which she regrets. She just want all the ladies out here to know, do not get silicone shots because you can get sick, you can die, have complications, and all this other crazy stuff, she says. Nothing. The former stripper turned reality star went so far as to say she was changing everything about herself and deactivating her OnlyFans for the sake of her two children. So a child that's 10 and one that's 6.
Who cares?
Right.
But you know what though? Like it's like she's come a long way though. Like
yeah.
Like I remember back then when she was messing with Rob Kardashian. I remember back then, and I just the type of things that she was on back then. You know, the ignorance and the pettiness and all that stuff. But I'm glad to hear that she's, you know, finally starting to grow up and she's getting over the superficial stuff. And she's ready to, you know, hunker down and be a mother. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just, you know, thankful that she's come across that maturity. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women don't achieve that sometimes. And like I say, she's out here, she's done a lot of things that cannot be taken back. And so, yeah, I appreciate and respect the fact that, you know, she's putting her kids first, which I think she should have done, you know, a long time ago. But, you know, I think it's about time. So, but it's crazy, and it's probably going viral. You know, it's like, oh, my God, she's doing, oh, my God, what are you doing? Like, can you imagine the people that's trying to stop her?
Right.
No, don't do it. No, keep the breasts. Right. Keep the implants. What are you talking about? You're crazy. Yeah, those aren't your friends. Those aren't your real friends, Miss Chyna. This.
That's funny. All right, y'all. And the next thing we have. Oh, go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Well, the next story that we're going to be talking about is about, y'all remember the Virginia shooting that they had not too long ago where three guys died and one of them. You know, he's still living. All right. Well, he said that it's a miracle that he was able to return to practice. 4 months after surviving the shooting that killed three of his teammates, it's literally a miracle that he's still here today and that he's still able to practice. But right now, he said he's really practicing only right now. He said that he still had the nightmares and things about the shooting that went on. And he been decided trying to figure out whether or not he should still stay at this college. You know, since all the everything that happened there with all the shooting and the killing going.
Weren't they on the bus or something?
Yeah, they was on the bus when they was coming home, but they all go to the same college. So that's what he was saying, but all three of his friends, you know, no longer there. He's trying to figure everything out now.
Right.
You know, whether or not he want to stay there or whether he want to go somewhere. But he did decide that he is going to just stay there.
Right.
Stay at the school.
Because in America nowadays, it doesn't really matter where you go. It can happen anywhere.
Yeah, it can.
Yeah, happen anywhere. So, like I say, if, you know, you've already grown roots, per se, there, you got friends, family, loved ones, people who support you, and you love what you're doing and you love where you're at, you might as well go ahead and, you know, stay there and do what you do and don't let nobody put that fear in you. Don't give nobody that power over you. I understand that there are times and circumstances and situations where maybe it is best to pick up and leave, and that's something we all have to deal with individually and personally, but like I say, sometimes you can't let people have that power over you. So I'm glad that he chose to stay, and I say maybe he might need some counseling, some therapy, just imagine being shot. So and having going on with your friends and all that going on around you and being the talk of the town and all that, and who wants that type of publicity and go through all that and reporters and all this and all that. And so I'm glad he decided to stay.
Okay. Well, the next story we have is the American Idol contestant that Katy Perry mom shamed her. Did anybody read about that?
I'm not familiar with that.
It was the singing competition, and you know, it was in front of Perry, but you know, Luke Brown was there, and also Lionel Richie was there, but neither one of them said nothing. Why she just went off on this girl talking junk to this young lady about her singing and everything. About her singing and everything. And then she found out that she's engaged with this actor. She's engaged really to this actor, so she's not like, she didn't know what she was doing or nothing like that. She knew what she was doing, so I don't know if Katy Perry was just having one of them days or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they mad at her about that. The TikTok people that, you know, put people on different things and platforms and stuff, all of them mad at her. They went off on her. But it's sad because, you know, the guys just sat there and let her do it instead of, you know, asking her to stop. They just let her sit up there and talk about that girl like that. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Do anything for attention nowadays. Anything to go viral nowadays. Anything.
Right.
Anything. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she thought she was Simon.
Told her about herself.
Oh my goodness.
Does anyone have anything else?
I don't know. Did you have anything? Or not?
Yeah, I know about Donald Trump. He over there energized about.
Go ahead, because I've been waiting to hear about that. I'm so upset. I've been waiting every day. Like I'm waiting on him to put the handcuffs on walking in front of the press court. You know, it's crazy, and they really got everybody just waiting and watching on that. But and we discussed this in one of the meetings, and. I know most people don't like Donald Trump, and people have every right not to like Donald Trump. But you know, on the flip side, what they've done to this man, what they're trying to do to this man, what they've done to his family, we understand. When you join politics, the wolves come out. They take the gloves off, and they play a cutthroat game, and everything is in play. But, you know, what they're doing to him, they're trying to take something that's past the statute of limitations. This happened almost 6.5 years ago. I mean, this lady has been paid, so and you got to understand why they're bringing it up now. And they're saying that the reason why they're trying to bring federal charges, which were first misdemeanor charges that they were trying to push on him, is because he's decided to run again, to attempt to run to be president again. And so now they're trying to do anything. They're trying to change laws, and they're trying to do anything to indict this man, to embarrass this man. Just think about, you know, if you see Donald Trump in handcuffs, indicted, well, who's going to really vote for him? And I think that's what, in my opinion, what they're trying to do is to shame this man, to embarrass this man, to belittle this man, and understanding there's already, at the current present moment, a majority of men and women in America who really kind of despise Donald Trump. And you can say that's because of the picture that's been painted or because of your own personal feelings or whatever the case may be. But, you know, you jump in the ring with the wolves, and, I mean, that's what's going to happen. But like I say, what they've done to his family, though, you know, I just wish that we could draw a line sometimes and say the family, the kids, you know, are off limits. You know, you want to tear that man's life up and you want to go research his tax information and, you know, try to catch him for this or that, go right ahead. But I just think we, you know, sometimes should draw that line and just, you know, try to bring some type of civility into it. With that, I'm complete.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. There's just fought, though.
Yeah, that is.
Election coming
it is.
Up, so.
It is.
I mean, it's just, and then we got to figure out who Democrats putting in there, because Biden
right.
showed it.
Yeah.
Let's let him go ahead and sit on home, sit on back
right.
down, baby. You, okay. So, I mean, even if we get him, if Trump gets a chance to run, then what Democrats are going to run against him? Nobody's even put in a bid yet. So, you know,
right. Nobody.
That's kind of scary.
Right.
You're going to get Trump, you're not going to get Trump. Or we're going to have a president. So, you know, it's kind of, it's, you know, Nikki's in there, but she's on the same side with him. So,
right.
The pickings are very slim.
Are either one of you ladies aware of Nikki Haley?
Yeah, that's what I said. She's in there, but she's on the same side
yeah.
he holds. So.
Yes, and I am I'm a big like I'm gonna just be honest. If she gets to the last stage, I would definitely vote for Nikki Haley.
Yeah, you've always
and
said that.
In fact, she comes from South Carolina. South Carolina.
That's right. Little bitty Nikki.
yes, a little short woman, short in stature,
yep.
but. She has a mighty powerful voice. So.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, well, we'll have too much time to find
else?
Out. That's for sure.
We sure will. We're getting to November. We'll be to November
right.
real soon. So, yeah,
well,
it's gonna get the race is gonna get ugly. The dirt is gonna really start to get slung around out there on the media. So.
I'm going to go ahead and run. I just thought I didn't want to tell y'all that. But
you just going to go ahead and run?
I'm going to go ahead and run. You know, hey, why not? I'm just going to throw my bed in there.
hey, you can. But, well, hey, while you BSing, you really can. I don't know if
you
ever talked about it. One of my favorite movies was Richard Pryor, Brewster's Millions.
Brewster's Millions?
I don't know if anybody's ever seen Brewster's
good.
Millions.
Yeah.
You can really do that. You can really.
Yes.
Whatever you want, governor, mayor, senator, whatever you want, you can really do that for real. Put your name on the ballot.
Let me call Miss Shanika, man. We're going to run together.
hey, might as well take over Astor. You got enough women.
That's
you got to,
right.
you know, listen, we laying everybody down. Get down and lay down.
We're going to make this thing right.
Yeah.
It's about time.
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
My question is, for any job that you hold, you have to have a college degree. But if you want to run for governor, senator, anything, it doesn't require a college degree. And I wonder why these jobs are very important. You're making decisions for the country and why it is mandatory that you have to have some type of degree.
I think that's a good question. I think we need to,
mm-hmm.
you know, research or find somebody to get an answer to that. I don't know.
That's a good question.
It's not that I'm downing anybody because I know everybody is not capable of having a degree.
Just being honest.
And some
yeah.
people are very knowledgeable without it. But I just often wonder that because here in Alabama, we had a governor that ran, a guy ran for governor, and one, he didn't have a college degree at all.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you got to think about not only a college education, even if it's a community college education, but let alone training
right.
to hold the jobs and positions and titles that they're given. You know what I'm saying? You're taking people who have, like you said, no college education, no
mm-hmm.
background, no training in any of these positions they've been put in. And then we wonder why, you know, a lot of things are failing and going upside down in America right now.
Yep. Wow.
May I?
Absolutely, ma'am.
And sometimes, but sometimes you can be too educated until you're just too smart to be able to help somebody because you just get so greedy. You can take somebody that us, any of us can be the governor. Any of us can be the president. Any of us, you know, it's the ability, the time that you put in it. And education is good. Don't get me wrong. 4 years, 8 years, 12 years, however many years that you go to gain your degrees. And again, your bachelor, your science degree. You know, you gain all of those degrees, but then at the end of it, you're caught up in thinking the way Republican think the way that Democrat think, and then you forget the promises that you made, and you done got all this education, but then you got South Side over there, holes in the road, you know, tore down school, regular school, you know, no upgrading. And out of all that education that you got, you forget where you come from. And sometimes some can be too smart for their own good. And then they are dumb with it. Smart for their own good, but you're dumb with it. So, I mean, I think that even us that may not have a 4, 8 year, 12 year degree or whatever that kept going and going and going and going and going, going and going, can do a better job than those that know when to say, oh, they got scholars, they're scholars, and they got this, they got that. But you can do the job as well too and do it better. Completely.
Amen. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Anybody else? Anyone else? Okay. Real quickly, I would like to remind everybody, every Saturday night, 11:30 p.m., make sure you tune in on the same network, 6 Hours Radio Network, with Mr. Six himself and DJ ATL and our very own Pride and Joy, Miss Nicole. Kicking it with Six every Saturday, 11:30 p.m., latest, greatest, breaking news and entertainment, and, of course, always some great music and commentary, great family entertainment as always. So please make sure you tune in, check them out, tell them AJ and the squad sent you, tell them we said hi.
All right.
And before we get up out of here like we always do about this time, God grant us all the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we all say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, thank you guys
Anybody else?
For coming in. Of course, once again next Friday, same bat channel, same bat station, with another great, great show. We appreciate your love, your support. Check us out on Facebook, AJ and the Squad, Squad King, or Squad Queen. 6 Hours Radio
Absolutely.
Network also has a Facebook page, so check that out as well.
And also, please join us at One Mobile. That's WNMOBILE. One Mobile Inc. .com. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got so many different versions. I'm trying to make sure I get it right. Please, that is our nonprofit organization. Please go there, check us out. We have more content coming, fundraisers coming up, a lot of things that will be jumping off a couple of months from now. But right now we are taking donations. So please, you can go there, help, contribute. We appreciate it. Check us out. And stay tuned. We got some things coming, some things happening.
That's right. And we're about to come up on our year anniversary, so be prepared for that.
That's right.
The big
that's
celebration.
Can you imagine that?
So
that's
thank
right.
all
Already
of yes. To
Already
all of you
year.
Guys
wow.
supporting us almost a year. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need to start reaching out to everybody and tell them about the year anniversary, have everybody come back.
Yeah.
You know, check in, say hi, pop up on the Facebook, say hi. You know, all that good stuff. All
keep
that
the videos
good stuff.
Put on there. Yes, yes, yes. So we thank you guys. We love you guys. See you next week. Go out and tell a friend where they need to be Friday night. Right here with you, with us, with the squad, and the Six Eyes Radio Network. And the Queen's Court.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't talking about Holly Robinson either.
Ah, that part right there. And I'm serious. Somebody, please, anybody, we need to reach out to the Peacock Network, see if we can get a hold of Miss Holly Robinson Pete. We can maybe reach out to Mr. Rodney Pete on ESPN, send them some friend requests. Maybe just send them a copy, send them the link of this. It'll speak for itself.
We
are inviting both of them to please
yes.
come and join us, please, on the Six Eyes
right.
Radio Network, on AJ and the Squad or the Queen's Court. Either one would suffice. And we would just like to say hi, you know, and talk to you about this ingenious concept you came up with. I think it's beautiful. I love it. I adore it.
Tell us about your Queen's Court. We'll tell you about ours.
Yeah, yeah. You know, about the kings and all that.
About
all that
the king,
good stuff.
Everything. Yeah.
All that right there. Right there. All right, well, I need to grab a selection real quick. Let me
okay.
see how I come up with.
Get him a night-night song. Get him a night-night song. We love you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We definitely look forward to you coming back next Friday to another star-studded show with AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Nobody does it better. Nobody. Thank you to our fans, our faithful supporters, and to Mr. Six himself. Thank you, sir, so much for the opportunity. We greatly appreciate it and you. To Ms. Nikia, Mr. Wolfgang, and the rest of the Six Eyes family, thank you so much. May God continue to bless each and every one of you. And to the squad, you're awesome. If you didn't know it, I just told you. You're awesome. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. So we'll definitely get you guys next week. I ain't gonna tell you who it's gonna be. But I know you got a couple surprises coming up. I do know that. Yes. If you know somebody's got a story to tell, hit us up. You can be our next guest if you like. Come and talk to us. We like to talk, can't you? We like to talk. So, have a wonderful night, everyone, and good night to you, you, and to you.